one of the things that I try to find all the time are the unintended consequences. And so many bills that run are the result of someone saying, well, I want to write a big bill that'll sound great at home. You know, my people really want this. And so they rush in the final hours to put a bill up, and it's got a great title that people love. But when it comes down to it, you look through that bill and there, it's either poorly written or all the unintended consequences of that bill that you just, you have to go around and you have to either try to fix it or fight it or kill it. You know, mm-hmm. I've caught a lot of a mailer come out against me that said, you know, we don't like Strong because he killed the drag queen bill. Well, the reality was, you know, that was a big topic here in Bartlesville going on where the drag shows. And so someone rushes down there and says, I want to write a bill that's about drag queens because it's a big hot topic right now. But what they wrote was actually an adult cabaret bill, which an adult cabaret is a strip club, mm-hmm. which it's already very illegal to take a kid to a strip club.
Very.
We have very strong indecency laws in the state of Oklahoma. You take a kid to a strip club, you're going to jail, the stripper's going to jail, you know, whatever. But one of the problems I saw in that bill was the language of the bill set out as something harmful to children was men or women dressed in masculine or feminine costumes. So you had men or women dressed up masculine or feminine. So ultimately, the language of the law would have been a man couldn't dress like a man and a woman couldn't dress like a woman. And when I asked, you know, I was hit for asking questions and debating. I asked, would this make a Dolly Parton concert illegal in the state of Oklahoma? You know, that's a woman dressed up in a woman. Feminine costume. Well, I don't think so. I don't think they'd prosecute that. Well, I don't want to make everything illegal and then pick who we prosecute based on what we like or don't. You know, it's just not a great way to write statute. And then when you get farther down into that, that bill would have crippled our film industry. Because when you look at Killers of the Flower Moon, that was hundreds and hundreds of people dressed up in costume, and then given it an R rating, you could easily argue that that would be harmful for children. So it would have, by the letter of the law in the state of Oklahoma, made it illegal to film Killers of the Flower Moon in Oklahoma. It would have made it illegal to film Tulsa King. It would have made it illegal to film Twisters here. You know, and so you say, these are the unintended consequences, and this is no good. Can we fix it? Can we make it better? Yeah, I don't think so. This is good. This is what the people want. But it's a red meat bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've said before on our Friday show that you always run into those save the puppies bills, you know, and everybody wants to save the puppies. And then you read it and you're like, now, wait a minute. You know, this says that we have to, you know, shut down or I-35 for 3 hours a day so that these puppies can go play in that pond across the road. You know, we're like, well, that's ridiculous, mm-hmm. but it's got a great title. Mm-hmm. And so then people get mad. How dare you vote against that? Well, it's a bad bill. It's bad legislation. It's a bad statute to put forth in the state of Oklahoma. And so out of 3,500 bills, though, those are the ones that get the attention.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones that you see on Facebook or read about in the paper. So nobody gets real excited about bills that, you know, have something to do with the Oklahoma Water Resources Board. I do. You know, those are the important things.
Kind of a big
things
problem
that really affect people's
ago.
Lives. Yeah. You know, and you don't see people out there really fighting about those. Those are boring. But at the same time, you know, we faced the most historic drought in this area that we've ever had. I worked very hard with the Water Resources Board to bring resources back to District 10 to get through that. You know, I think we've spent over $1.5 million or close to $1.5 million in Copan on the water system.